Blog Talk Radio.
Why are you looking like that again?
Seriously, miss, I cannot deal with this insecurity.
This dude is really stressing me out. I got too much I'm trying to do.
Okay,
well, you know what?
Let it go.
I don't even need to hear the story. I'm going to take you to this club around the block because I got my new Chanel jacket.
It's
hair
like,
done.
I'm coming.
We're going to go pick up Kim.
Okay.
Let it go.
Holler.
You need to get it. He don't want to love you the right way. He ain't going to. And that way that is where he want to be.
Like that, but it ain't even gotta be like that. Your man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, yeah, that's how I do that. That fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try. Stay home late at night, but you'll be gone to go, you'll be gone, no lie. I can't explain how many times I tried, how many times I cried, thinking about mine and where he might be. Whenever when I gave everything I got, couldn't get deep down inside, how you love someone who didn't love me.
Come on.
They gon' be like, damn, that's hot. But when they play it in the car, they gon' drop their feet like, damn, that's hot. They gon' miss it with Biggie, it was all a dream. Like, damn, that's hot. Me and Kisha gon' stop to the dick, don't talk. Like, damn, that's hot.
Now understand why I take my time. Try to come without a vibe. Try to get me to see the where you wanna be. But I don't want your name.
Kim, don't stress me. Hit the ball, face to the curb. Like, back the hall, broken with my ex, he would hug for now. But little do she know, he's just a rebound. Oh. Calling my phone, she's so out of pocket. I've been there before, girl, you need to stop. Baby, with you, he wishing it was me. You might be ready for that, but I'm where you wanna be.
The way you should, and let it go.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Thursday again, and you're back with the Lisa Experience. We should have a really good show. I'm so happy that it's almost the end of the week. We got a weekend coming up. We got rain, but we're not going to let that make us lose sight of it's still summer, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. Tonight, we have a really good show. It's about letting go. We're going to bring on our special guest, talking about why she wanted to bring up this title, Letting Go. Also, my co-host, we're going to bring him on, too, Miles, who I have on every week. As you know, I usually say a little bit before we get started. And tonight, I'm going to talk about letting go for us, for me. Letting go. Letting go is when someone puts you in a space that you feel that you did all that you could do, and not just all that you could do, but you reached out and, like, did your best at what you were doing, relationship, job, family, kids, home life, just even you. And then you had to let it go because you felt that it wasn't working or it wasn't turning out the way you thought it should be. Letting go. I'll tell you a little experience like I always do. So as I was saying, like many a times I explained it to everybody out there. Oh, and thank everyone for online and on the site for joining us tonight. You know, I love all of you, and I welcome you every weekend, every week to come listen to my show. So, as you know, I was married twice. But my second marriage, when my husband died suddenly, I was very angry that it just happened. And then I thought my life was set, and I thought I was going to grow old with this gentleman, and things was going to be all right. I didn't have to look for anybody. I could just enjoy what life I had left with this person in my life. But it didn't turn out like that. And not only didn't it turn out the way I thought it would be, I was in a bad way. I was left in a bad way once he passed away. And the situation was really dim and grim of how was I going to make it, what was going to become of me, and just how was I going to go on in life. And not that I was all hype on one person in my life. It was just that when you have your life the way you want it, and then all of a sudden it crumbles in front of you, and you just got pieces, and you just don't know where to start, where to be at, and you're just standing there, and you're like at a crossroad, and you don't know to go left, you don't know to go right, you don't know to go straight, you don't know to go back. You're just standing there waiting to see what's going to be for of your life to make you either move or just stand there or go backwards. And I did this, stood there for a long time, just getting mad at what happened to me, that I couldn't think of anything else but how my life was and all the things that was going wrong, and I just couldn't get it together, and the pieces wasn't working out, and the more I tried, the more I just fell down, and I just couldn't get out of that valley of just not being where I wanted to be. And I didn't think I deserved to be there. You know what I mean? I was there too many times, and now I'm back there again finding out how I'm going to get where I need to be. And I know people don't really realize it sometimes, but it's hard to reinvent yourself and to come up from where you was at one time before, especially to be older and to get yourself together and reinvent a better life at that moment. So for me, letting go was hard because I was okay being angry and being mad and just hated certain people in my life and just grew and grew more angry with chips on my shoulder about what had happened to me and how people was treating me at the time that I was going through the most horrific thing that at that time I thought was bad in my life. Letting go. Letting go of just things in your life that you just never even could conceive that would ever happen to you. And then I had to go on another page when COVID came out and I lost my mom. And then I was angry with United States, and I was angry with the hospitals, and I was angry with the doctors, and I was just angry with the system that you couldn't see your loved ones, and they're in the hospital, and you don't know what's going on, if they're being treated right, or if they're being taken care of right. You ain't getting no feedback, and nobody want to tell you anything, and everybody want to keep secrets from you, and you just sitting and you waiting for phone calls every day. Well, how they doing? Is they okay? Is they getting better? Or what's the rundown? What's the update? And they're just giving you, well, it's the same. Well, there's no change. Change. We got to make a decision, and you got to make a decision, and we're trying our best. And then you're not seeing the person. You're just hearing what you need to do and what's going on and what's happening. And then they give you hope and think that everything is good. And then they call you and say, she gone. And you be like, she gone? You said that everything was okay and she was going on being better. So then I had to get angry at that. I had to get angry with whatever the government let coming to us. As the people, to just take our loved ones away from us, that it wasn't even their time to even leave here, and then they're gone, and then you ain't got no mother, and then your whole family just falls apart, because the person that you looked up to and was somebody you always thought was going to be there, probably was dependent on you and couldn't even be there for them, and then they left, and then no funerals. Because everybody's afraid, and you're only allowed to have one or two, three people there, and you got to have a list. And so you can't even put them away the way you want to, because the government got it shut down because they let the disease or virus come into your world. So, yeah, I was angry, and then I had to fight that, being angry with a loss that I'm never going to be able to have who I had in my life. I couldn't even say goodbye, couldn't even say how much I love you. I couldn't say how much I love everything you did for me. I can't tell you how you made my life the way it was, because in one moment I get a phone call saying, you gone, letting go. And let me tell you, it takes a while to let go when it's about your mother or your father or your kids. But I can say years now down the line, I'm not saying you totally let go, but you accept that, the inevitable, that it was nothing you really could do, and if things were better, you would have did better. So letting go. So that's my take on letting go. You know what I mean? Sometimes people treat you wrong, forgive, and you got to let go, because hate none of them ain't going to make it no better for you either. So that's my take on letting go for me. Now, Miles, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm gonna cue you in later, but you know, you my homeboy, you got my back, and we're gonna talk a little bit with my guests, and then I'm gonna bring you in, and then if you have anything to say, you're welcome to say it. And I just say to everybody out there, I know a lot of people don't like to talk on the phone or talk in public, but I'm telling you, I got an open forum that if you feel in your heart truly want to let go of something, or you want to find out how to let go of something, or you want to tell with something about being let go and giving a testimony, don't hesitate. Push number one and say what you got to say was on your mind, because if you don't get it out, it eats your insides out up, and you can't move on and be a healthy person, because you're holding on to a lot of stuff that you can let go. And sometimes it's better to tell people that don't really even know you, because that way you can just move on and worry about nobody got to know how deep your pain was and bring it back. So I'm going to bring on my guest. My daughter, Nicole, and I'm going to give her a chance to speak her piece, and then we're going to let Miles come on, and if somebody want to call, they could come on and and then we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come on again. So, hand clap for my special guest, Nicole.
She ain't checking out, is she?
No, Randy, the hand clap. No hand clap. Randy. Just never want to give my props, huh? Never want to give my props.
See how your uncle treats you? I should walk across you and pop him in the head for you.
I'm here to tell you. Every time I only come on once a month, and every time I come on, I get the same treatment, the same thing. It's okay though. Hello, everybody in podcast land. Hope everyone is feeling good. It is Thursday. I hope everybody is doing a Thirsty Thursday thing. Got their wine next to them, listening in to my mom, to the Lisa Experience, listening to her co-host, Miles. And, yes, tonight's topic, letting go. Me and my mom talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her, let's talk about it. You know, it's her show, but every so often she comes to me and asks for some topics, and I try to throw some out there that are things that are going on in my life, things that are going on in other people's lives that I talk to, my friends, my coworkers, my family. And so that is how we came up with this topic. And my mom actually kind of touched on the topic, which is weird because me and her didn't even discuss how we were going to present ourselves tonight. But I was going to start my story off with the same thing, just talking about how 2020 changed. I think it changed everyone's life, and how it taught me to let go. I still think that I am a very strong person. I think a lot of my friends still consider me to be a very strong person. They do consider me to be kind of emotionalist. They say I don't show my emotions as much as I should. And I do believe that when COVID hit, it hit me hard. I began to cry. I mean, and I didn't think it was possible. I think the last time I cried, you know, I only cried at funerals and when I had my baby. But COVID taught me that it's okay to release and let go of some of those things that you have built up inside of you, because what happens is they start to weigh on you. And I started to notice that 3 years later, I was still angry and I couldn't shake it. I couldn't let it go. No matter, I had talked to a therapist. I had talked to my mom. I had talked to all of the individuals that I normally talk to can usually get me through my valleys, and it just wasn't working. I mean, it just wasn't. I just wasn't getting through. And I mean, a lot of it was because my grandmother passed away a week after my birthday, and because, like my mother said, me, her, and my grandmother all were sick. And I carried a lot of guilt. I carried a lot of guilt for a very long time, feeling that it was my fault that everyone was sick. And then eventually my grandmother passed away from being sick. And it took me a very long time to realize that, listen, you gotta shake it. You gotta shake it. And whatever happened, it has now passed, and it is now 3 years later, and you got to get back to being yourself. And although I'm still not there, and I, you know, every day is a struggle trying to be, I am slowly, slowly letting that anger go, because you have to. You know, I was making myself sick, you know. Letting go not just of anger, but letting go of friendships, family members, coworkers, job, men, situationship. Letting go is not just letting go in the physical sense of what people think of. Letting go could also mean letting go of stuff. How many people you know hold on to stuff, at petty stuff, and they just can't let go of it? Why? Why are you holding on to it? Sometimes you hold on to stuff and you don't even remember what it is that you're holding on to. You still mad at people from 1990 and don't know why. I don't like her. Why? You don't even know why. Let it go. We 47 years old and you still don't like somebody from high school. Why is that? Then it starts to become a you thing. You have to start to look at yourself. You have to accept that maybe it's something that you have to let go of within yourself. And so I had to look at myself overall and say, I don't want to become that person. I never was that person, and I don't want to become that person. Now, what I'm saying is, it is okay to let go. It's okay to let go of your friends if you outgrow them. And it took me a long time to realize that. It is okay to let go of some of your family members, because if they're not where you are at that time, you can't keep carrying people along with you. Because guess what? They will pull you down before you pull them up.
Amen.
Letting go. Yep, letting go. What do you need to let go of is the question. That's what I think everybody on the line needs to ask themselves. Because everybody has something that they need to let go of, whether it's a closet full of clothes that you don't wear anymore. You know you can't fit a small. Why is in your closet? You know you're a large. You know you wear size large now. But you keep saying, one day I'm going to get back in that small. But it's 3 years later. You can't get in the small. Let it go. You got a man, and he only good for having sex. He can't do anything else for you. How long is too long being with a man or being with a woman that they don't do anything else for you but physically take care of you, sexually take care of you, if they're not emotionally taking care of you? How long? 5 years? 1 year? 6 years? Do you just continually be with someone? Or do eventually you say, I have to let this person go and I have to start taking care of me? Letting go. My daughter's here. She was supposed to be taping us. I just want to let everybody know she has just entered the building. So, and she just asked me, do I still want to be taped? I had to just bring that up. You can tell she's my child. We late for everything. Go ahead, Margie. Yes, you can. Letting go. So I told my mom that, you know, a lot of times I shut down because I truly feel like everybody expects you to be the strong person all the time. And you try to live up to that. But at a certain point, what happens is you can't be strong for everybody anymore. Like, I can't help you. I can't help. You got to start saying it. I can't help you. You got to find somebody else to do it. And it's okay. Because guess what? When you leave out of their life, they're going to find somebody else to do it. We so busy trying to do things for people and hold on to people, keep them in our lives and take care of them. And the day that you can't do it anymore, they find somebody else to do it. Let go. Let go and let God. That's what my coworker told me. She said, you got to let God take care of people sometimes. And I said, wow. You know, my family, we always try to hold each other up and bring each other along for the ride, but when you're in the bottom, you can't bring people up with you until you get where you need to be in life. So sometimes you got to let them go for a little while until you get where you need to be. Are you with me there, Miles?
I'm with you.
You see on it?
I hear you.
Anything you have to say?
Well, the first thing I noticed when you said, it taught you how to let go. That's the best part of it. Instead of just saying let go, you got to think, how can I let go? I need to understand that this is not good for me. How can I get over this or just leave it behind? Because like you said, if you hold it in, you could talk to somebody 20 years later. Remember 20 years ago you called me this and that? You still remember that? You still holding on to that? You don't waste all that time worrying about something that happened 20 years ago. Like you said, we got to let it go. Learn how to let go. All that stuff ain't no good for us.
Right. Right. And you touched on a topic I did a little research on, and I was trying to figure out ways of how do you let go? You know, that's the question. Because when you Google it and when you talk to other people, they always say, oh, you got to pray on it. And there's nothing wrong, because I know we have these our prayer warriors out there. We have our people that go to church, and that's great. But you can't just rely on prayer. You
True.
Also have to put in some work and help God as well, because God ain't even going to do all the work for you. So you have to do something to help to get through whatever it is you're going through. Because we have so many people out here, they just sit and they say, oh, I can't. Oh, I don't know how. Can you help me? Oh, I'm down on my luck. Oh, can you help a brother out? Oh, you know I don't know how to do this. Oh, it's an excuse after an excuse after an excuse. You have to let go of these people. Because what it does is it keeps you in a mind state of you can't elevate because you're staying at a level of trying to help. And then what happens is they start to surpass you. One day I looked at my life and I said, wow, I allowed everybody in my circle to pass me up. And it's not a bad thing, because that is great. You want your people in your circle to do well. You want people to elevate. You want to be able to be with people that are amongst, to be amongst people that are like yourself. But what you don't want to do is have people surpass you, because your goal is to keep doing better. Every year or every, they always say every 5 years or every 10 years, you're supposed to look at your life and say, what have I done differently the last 5 years? Because if I'm still in the same position that I was 5 years ago, that's a problem. That means there's some things I need to let go. It's some things I need to let go of. Or that means it's something I need to look at in my life to see what am I not doing right, or what can I do better? You know, I've tried this. I've tried, like I used to say all the time, beginning of the year, I'm going to save money. I want to go on a trip. I'm going to save money. I'm going to start off with $1 every day. I'm going to save money. At the end of the year, I'm going to go on a trip. By March, I'm broke. I'm digging in my savings. And then the next year, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. January, I'm in the gym hard. By February, oh, I ain't doing that. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
Or you say, I'm going to go back to school. Oh, people say, oh, it's never too late. Go back to school. Get your education. It's people that's 50, 60 that's going to college and graduating. And then you try. And then you get in there and you find out it's a little hard. And you be like, oh, too hard. I quit. I let go of that. Some things we let go of are the things that we need to work on to make our lives better. But we don't let go of the things that we need to get rid of. Like that man that's coming over and ain't helping bring no food in the house.
Yeah,
you know,
he come over to eat up your food.
We don't want to let go of that.
Yeah.
We don't want to let go of that. We don't want to let go of that friend that always call you, oh, let's go out. Let's go out for a drink. But, yeah, you the person buying the drink, and you the person always driving them to the club to get the drink. And then one day you realize, well, I could have just went to the club by myself. Let
Word.
Him go.
It's saving money.
Let him go. It's 2023, and what I have learned in 2023, well, I actually started in 2022, is that I had to sit back and take myself out of a lot of situations to learn that, guess what? You're not being your best self, Nicole. You're not being your best self. You got to let some of this nonsense go.
You got to let it go.
You know what I don't like, Nicole? When people walk up, you say, let it go, but they don't tell you how to let it go.
Right.
Just say, let it go.
Right.
How do I do that?
Yeah.
Where
they
do
say,
I start
don't
at?
Don't worry about it. They said, don't worry about it. Meanwhile, you're sitting here stressed out because you can't let
mm-hmm.
it go. You can't. And then what happens? It works itself out. And then the next thing comes along, and now you worried about it. You worry about something else. And you just stress yourself out. You stress yourself out. And then they say, let it go. Just let it go. Or let it go and give it to God. That's what they say. And like I said, sometimes that works. But sometimes you have to work. You have to do the work of letting it go.
That's what God
said.
Help those who help themselves.
Holding on to these men because you feel like, oh, you don't want nobody else to have them. Let it go. Let somebody else have them. You don't want them. Let go of that girl. You don't really want her. You just want her in your life, but you don't want nothing good for her. Because if you wanted something good for her, you would let her go out there and make a better life for herself. Let it go. If there's anybody on the line that want to press 1 at this time, you can. It's not 8:30. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll see if anybody has anything that they want to say or they want to talk about that they want to let go, because I'm quite sure I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that's going through this, that's feeling this way.
Like
I'm
she
not
said,
the only one out here.
All right, take that
Let's
finger.
Let's talk each other out.
Tell Nicole, take that finger, let it go, and press 1.
Press 1.
Don't hold
okay,
it back. Let it go.
Play our song, Unc, and then we'll be back. All my people on Facebook land, on podcast land, Instagram land, let it go. I definitely did all who is not for me and who is no longer with me. That's Terrell Williams. That's right. He's letting it go.
30 years told me he been on some kind of shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just want to show up and body some shit.
Taking a break,
yeah,
and we'll
yeah.
be right back.
Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting, got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a bag. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. All this time. Thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still unemployed. I know a fellow who's trying to be void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. With the jail, they were shitting me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See, how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really ain't came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better myself, but all my life, you been trying to keep me down. All this time,
what?
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up and let out. Y'all throw the pill, gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. A hot nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the left niggas, so they think they're ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all business, fine. I've been stepping between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seen rappers be dying way before they even getting their shine. I never even heard a little buddy, till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Thinking nigga jam. This shit wicked, they get their names fucked up. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple. It's a principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap. I just fit to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down.
We're back. Thank you for holding while we had that brief little break. Sounds like we have a caller.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, welcome to the Lisa Experience.
Hi, Nicole, it's Latoya.
Hi, how are you, Latoya?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm fine. What are you letting go of today?
All of it. I'm going to speak real fast so I can get back upstairs. All of it. I got to go into another room because I came downstairs. I let go family, love, and within my, under the blind community, basically, because I'm getting tongue-tied. I let people go within my life that did me wrong or just ain't meant no good, and you have to let that go. Mm-hmm. And I did. And don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right.
How did you let it go, Latoya? Just give us one thing that you did that to help the other people that are listening on how did you let some of those things go.
Well, family, before, you know, family, sometimes they can take someone else's side before they take yours until they find out what really went on. And by the time that, you can't forgive them, but you don't be so quick to go against your own siblings when you know how evil that person is. You know that because you know what the person did to with the other people within the family. So how can I or anybody else be the wrong one? And you knew what it was, but unfortunately, I was the bad person before they seen it, and then they wanted to come. They wanted to be, like, on my side. So before that, I said, forget about it all. I left it alone. Well, I left my family alone.
Yeah,
and I couldn't take it. I walked away because I was done with it all, Nicole. I had enough of it. I'm not going to go back and forth with no one about nothing. And one thing nobody's not going to do is you're not going to try me. That's one thing you're not going to do. I don't give a crap who you are. I don't care if you're dating this person or whoever. You're not going to try me.
Well, not just that. I think a lot of times, you know, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, I'm 47. And I know growing up, we were always taught, you know, family first, you know, no matter how they did you, no matter how wrong they did you, you know, we were taught to, it was okay. You had to accept it. But no, now you don't have to accept it. It's not okay. You know, if I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your brother, someone does something to hurt you, I feel like you should speak on it. You know, you can't let things go anymore without releasing it. You have to first accept it, release it, and then say, okay, I can let it go and move on. But you can't just keep letting a person continuously hurt you and disrespect you and make you feel smaller than or make you feel like you're nothing because we're family. No, I mean, we have no choice in the matter who our family is, but we have a choice in the matter who we want to deal with in our family. We don't have to deal with family members that don't treat you the way that you treat them. Because I feel like I have one cousin. I have one, there's one grandchild that's older than me. I'm the second oldest. But out of all of the cousins, I think I show love to everybody. I try to. I mean, you know, we have our fallouts. That is all family does. But I try to show love, and I try to reach out to everybody. I don't always get it in return, but I don't expect that because everybody's not me. My mother raised me that way. I don't just throw people to the side, but if you hurt me or if you say something that hurt me, we're never going to be the same. I'm going to let you go. We family, but I'm going to let you go.
And I understand. Yes.
Anybody else on the line? Oh.
You got any more calls, Jay?
Thank you, LaToya.
Oh, you're welcome.
One second. Hold on 1 second.
Put on your glasses.
Facebook. Thanks, Marlon, for watching. Myra, thank you for watching. John, thank you for watching. Todd, thank you for watching. Terrell, thank you again for Wanda. Thank everyone for watching. I know I'm kind of late. I don't know if you disconnected already, but thanks everybody for watching on the live.
Okay, we got 5804.
5814.
Oh, 5814. Gotcha.
5814? I don't know. Who do we have on the line?
Hello? Hello?
This is Big Kevin.
Someone press 1. I think you have to take the mute off. We can't hear you. If your number ends in 5184, I don't think you realize you're on. Hello? Hi, thank you.
No, I took them off. I don't think they knew they was on. I took them off.
Okay.
So we got any other more callers?
Not at this time.
Okay.
You got callers, but nobody texted one.
Anything that you want to let go of, Mo? I know you said that. My mom said what she was letting go of. But well, before we do that, I'm sorry. My child is here.
Hold on.
We have another caller.
One second. 2-5-2-5-2-5-4-4, you live.
Hello. Hello. I just want to say, Nicole, you are doing a great job. And, this is Tasha.
Thank you for calling in, Tasha.
No problem. I just want to say by, you know, letting go things, it makes you a better person. It makes you a stronger person. It makes you much better with, you know, family, and, you know, your husband, your household. You can't be angry for the rest of your life. I was angry for a little bit in regards to, you know, being abused and stuff like that. So I had to, it took me a while to let it go. But when I just started letting it go now, and I feel like the weight is off my shoulder. I gave it to God. God is handling it for me. And I feel like a better person.
And as you said, I know you were one of the people that that mentioned about, you know, sometimes you have to let things go and let God. When I mentioned that earlier, and that's what I say. You know, a lot of people, they do truly believe that sometimes you do have to just say it's nothing else I can do, and I have to leave it in God's hands. you know, as you said, because sometimes your anger becomes, it will cause, you become so angry that you don't see anything else that you can do in the situation. And I started to become that person. Like, I started to become so angry with everyone and everything, and it really didn't have anything to do. It was really just me.
Right.
I was I was angry with myself for allowing myself to get in situations that I was in.
Right.
Hi, Cousin Lori. Go ahead, Tasha.
You,
I'm sorry.
You know, you're right, Nicole. When we allow ourselves to get upset over things and continue to hold on to it, we only hurting ourselves.
Right.
Because the person we're angry at, believe me, he ain't sitting around worrying about you.
Exactly.
You worrying about everything, what you doing, what you going through. Like they said, you gotta. Cause in my situation, I find myself, I get headache stuff like that. And I said, look, I refuse to keep getting a headache over something that I'm trying. I stop thinking about it, stop dealing with it. But they keep pushing it. Push it by yourself.
Right.
I knew growing up,
exactly.
I hung out with some guys I knew was going the wrong way, and I was heading with them. And I changed because I knew if I keep going, I had to let them go because I would end up in prison for the rest of my life. And because most of them in there now for the rest of they in there now. And when they went in there, they was in their 20s. Now they in their 60s.
Right. And
I
you know,
been
it's
me.
Crazy. It's crazy because, you know, some when you're younger, and I'm quite sure we all experience it. When you're younger, you always have those friends. I was one of those friends, one of the friends that, you know, oh, come on, we could do this. We'll get away with it. Oh, come on, you know. And you do. Sometimes you get away with it once, twice, you know. But what happens is you eventually can't keep being with those people because later on you're not going to keep getting away with it. Eventually,
right.
You're going to have to let go of those ways because those, like you said, those are the people that you say, wow, I used to be with them back in the day. Now they're doing 10 years, 15 years, or they got 10 kids and they barely take care, or they don't have a job, or they can't keep a job. And then you're saying, wow, I used to be with them, or we used to smoke together, or we used to drink together, or we used to skip school together, or, you know, we used to do, but you wind up letting go, and you don't know why. But the reason why is because you outgrew them. It was no beef, no problem. You chose a different path in life. And like
Josh,
I said, I had, hey, Josh, I know. I see you here, Josh. and as speaking of her, always said it's okay. It's okay to outgrow people. But me, I never wanted to let go. Like people used to say, oh, you know, it's not good. You have a relationship with your baby father. You can't be friends. Every man, you can't be. How could you be friends with your baby father? You got to let him go. Why? Why do I need to let him go? Then you start thinking to yourself, if you want me to let him go, are you doing anything better for me than this person? Like, because sometimes people come in your life and they want you to let things go, but they're not bringing any positive to your life. Anything
true.
Positive, no positive energy, nothing to fill that gap. So now you got a void. It's an empty void there. You know, because think about it. Like I said, I let go of some people in my life. I miss that. You miss them, those people, those family members. You miss those things you get rid of in your life. The people that tell you they don't, it's a lie. They're lying to you if they tell you they don't miss it. Because that was a part of your life for a long time that you enjoyed. That's like eating cake and then all of a sudden you can't eat cake anymore. You let it go.
And not only that, Nicole, it's like you, when you're dealing with them, like, yo, 20 years ago we stopped being friends. Then you think about all the years we spent missing each other because of something stupid.
Yeah. We didn't
let it go. We just kept holding on to it. Now here it is 20, 30 years later, and all that time wasted.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tasha, for pressing one and commenting. I thank you very much for calling in. And I thank everybody that's on my live on Facebook as well. Please, I just want everyone to know my mother comes on every Thursday, the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9, from 8 to 9 p.m. Tonight, I usually just do once a month with her where we pick a topic, and we usually bounce off of each other, but I don't know what's going on today. She's kind of letting me flow with it, but that's fine. Tonight's topic, letting go, please chime in. I'm quite sure I'm not the only one since 2020 that has had to let go of things, people, relationships, men, women, jobs. Just recently, I know somebody that had to let go of a job, you know, because sometimes a job can have you so, like, they cause your life to become unbalanced. You know, work. We all need to work. We all need to make money. But when it becomes a thing of when work takes solely over your job, your life, that's not a healthy relationship. That's not healthy. And sometimes, and I'm not saying you need to quit your job. No, I would be crazy to tell you not you need to quit your job. But you do need to let go some of those responsibilities that you're probably taking on at your job. But sometimes a job will have you doing 3, 4, 5 different positions and only paying you for one. Letting go.
Right about that.
Learn to let go. Learn to release. Learn to not take things so personal. Sometimes you gotta let go and say, you know, maybe it ain't what I think it is. Maybe I feel this way, but maybe that's just how I feel. But I'm gonna let it go because maybe that's not what the situation really is. Letting go. Anybody else calling it? Oh, my mom's finally chiming in.
Oh, yeah, Nicole.
Exactly. Yes.
Nicole, mom. You see how Jay always treats you when you first come out? Let it go, boo.
Let it go.
Yeah, because you know Jay crazy.
My mom has one other thing. Here she comes.
I thought she bounced on us.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing FaceTime because I usually look like I do when I'm at home. Thank you. But anyway, I want to just say this one thing too. Sometimes you got to let yourself go because sometimes you're holding yourself back. So you got to let yourself go, meaning that you hold back because you're holding on to things that you need to release. Like my daughter said earlier, sometimes our closet is jam-packed and we're still buying clothes. Sometimes we get more bills than we can handle. You know what I mean? Sometimes we out there doing things that we know we can't afford, but we want to do it. Sometimes we got habits that we know that we should give up. So like I said, sometimes we got to dig deep inside ourselves and let go of the things that's, like, holding us back. Because we can't always say it's people, things, places that we got to let go. Sometimes it's us that's got to let go. I'll tell you, for example, my diabetes was very high. And my daughter was like, you got to get yourself together. And I was like, well, I'm working on it. And I was working on it. And then it hit 300. And I was like, wow. You gotta get yourself together. And so I really did some heartfelt thinking to myself, and I said, you gotta let go. Whatever you got going on, you gotta let go. And I got serious. And let me tell you, I thank her for giving me that talk. Like Miles said, what did you do to let go? What I did, I went to a doctor and got some real stuff to help me to get it down. And let me tell you, I'm a better person since I did that. You know what I mean? I feel better. I'm thinking better. My body's more better. Sometimes you got to let go of the thoughts that in your mind thinking that you okay the way you are. You know what I mean? Because you walk around and nobody don't say nothing. You think everything's so good. And you walk around carrying things that you ain't supposed to be carrying. Let go. And let me tell you, I look back 5, 6 weeks from long ago, and I look back now, and I'm like, how? How could you sit around thinking all that was okay, and you know it wasn't okay? And everybody's saying that, oh, you all right, everything's okay. But later on, you realize that you were hurting yourself. You didn't let nobody else hurt you. You was hurting yourself. That's why you have to let go of things that's happening to you also. Because you can't let other things go in your life if you ain't cleaning up your own act. Let go. Here she go.
Yeah, my brother like that too, because every day I be saying, how you feeling, bro? I'm all right. No, you're not. No, you're not. You 200 pounds, and next you know you're 180 pounds. Something's up. Something's wrong. You're stressing. And you're stressing yourself way deep. Every time you ask, what's going on?
Oh, we have a caller.
Yeah, who we got, Jay?
Sade, what's going on?
Okay.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, Kenita, thanks for watching. Hey, Sade, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Hey,
I ain't got nothing to say, Sade. He gonna blame me for anything, so I'm staying out of this one.
Sade, what are you letting go of tonight, Sade?
I mean, I'm pretty cool with that. I'm pretty cool with that.
You.
Like, normally I deal with people, you know, from the, like you said, if somebody do something to me and it gets to me, I normally let them know, you know, right then. Or if I'm really heated, I'll wait till I cool down and then let them know, you know. So I normally don't hold on to stuff with people, you know, because I normally get it out. And, you know, we see, because sometimes we got to realize that we be feeling some type of way about a person and a person has no idea that we even feeling some type of way because they had no intention to hurt our feelings.
Exactly.
So absolutely have to be, you know, so sometimes we have to be mindful of that. So that's why, like you said, it's best to address it. You know, you say something. You know, but on the other side, where you said, like, with family members, now with family members, when family members do certain things to you, you have to, for me, I normally deal with them differently. I don't exactly cut them loose, but I deal with them in a manner after I address it, after I address it and let them know, then I deal with them in a different manner. You know what I'm saying? When you deal because in order for somebody to change how they deal with you, you got to change how they deal with them.
And Shadi, just to touch on what you said, as far as family members and friends as well, like you said, sometimes it's a touchy topic because you don't necessarily want to just cut people off. But what happens is your level of the way you deal with people changes. Where I might have called you at one point for everything. Now I might not call you as much for everything.
Right.
Or I might not ask you as much as I used to. Or I might not come to you as much as I used to. I don't feel as comfortable as I used to with sharing my personal things that I have going on with you. So the level changes where your level might have been 10 and now, yeah, we still, I love you, we still cool, but now your level might be 3.
Right.
And why do they always say, oh, now you got yourself together, you think you're better than everybody?
Well, I think that's it. I believe when people say that they think that you think that you're better than everyone, it's because that's a personal issue with that person. Because my thing is, I want you to be feeling better. I want you to feel that you feel good. I want you to be in a better place. My daughter just not, you know, she just got another job, making more money than me. I was a little jealous. I had to let it go. I had to let it go because guess what? I want her to do better than me. Why would I want her to struggle? I'm struggling. Why would I want somebody that I'm supposed to love to struggle the way that I struggle? No, I want you to do better. I went to college. I told my child, I don't care what you do. I just want you to graduate. My grandmother wanted me to graduate. I didn't do it. All I ask, if you can, is to graduate. And so she did. You know what I mean? Because guess what? You want them to, I'm not going to now say, oh, you think you all that because you graduated from college or because you're making a little bit of money. No, You are all that because you graduated from college and you make a little bit more money. That is what, but that's a, I feel like that's a us thing. That's an African-American thing, and I hate to put it out there, but we are the ones always say, oh, she thinks she all that now. Because
true.
We society makes us feel like we got to down each other. No, lift that sister up. One thing I could definitely say about me and my friends on a whole, we always were happy for each other when someone was doing better.
Like Michael Jackson said, man in the mirror.
Hi, Tiffany. Thanks for watching. Yeah, I just always felt like I should have been in a better place in life than I am. But that's a personal thing because I didn't let go of those things. Like the previous podcast that we talked on, I couldn't let go of things that I should have. But I can't beat myself up because I chose a certain way in life when I was young. You know what I mean? You can't beat yourself up like, oh, I should have did this. Oh, I should have did that. Well, it's too late for that. But what I can do is say what I'm going to do in the next couple of years, what I'm going to do differently. What I want to do, that I want to
travel.
Right,
what I'm going to do now.
Right. I didn't travel when I was young, but I travel now. I didn't have a passport when I was young, but I have one now. You know, people that say, I didn't have a car, I drove the bus when I was young, but I drive now. You know, that's what you're supposed to be saying. Not, oh, he think he all that because he driving a BMW. Or he make a lot, or he think he all that because he got a little money. His mom and dad left him a little money, and he think he all that. He should. His mom and dad afforded him the life that he has. He should feel that he's all that. Let that go.
True.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for watching. Letting go. That's what tonight's topic is. Letting go. I can't sit back and think about what happened to me as a child or what didn't happen to me as a child. Because I'm 47. It's people still walking around talking about what happened to them or didn't happen to them when they was a child. And they grown. You had a whole lifetime to fix whatever it was. So you chose not to let it go. Are we in agreement?
I agree with that. Cause I know one thing for myself, I ain't stressing out over what my family or my other friends. I got to care about me.
I
want to improve it.
We just got a time watch 9:02. So, is there anybody on the line, Unc? Before we shut this down, thank you for all the hearts on Facebook. Thank you for all the people watching and listening on the podcast tonight. I really appreciate that everybody was listening and allowed me to speak my piece tonight. I am really working on myself. For those of you that are listening, I mean, it ain't going to happen overnight. I am still a work in progress. My mouth is still terrible. I am still reckless. I am not going to lie to you, but I got small improvements. And the people that know me, the people that really, really know me, they see those improvements. So
we got to start with ourselves.
That's right. So
hey, before we shut this
down, oh my God!
Hold on, before we do that, Jay, tell us about your show tomorrow.
Miles, one second. My daughter has something to say, and she never really does. So give her 2 minutes of your time.
That's the one with the two jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, she get 3 minutes. We give her 3 minutes because she earned.
Hi, hello everybody. I am Nicole's daughter, Mahogany, Lisa's oldest granddaughter. And I want to say since 2020, I feel like I've let go of friends, I've let go of relationships, I've let go of jobs, and I've let go of anything that just brings me stress. And it was hard to do it because, you know, you always want to stay comfortable and you want to be comfortable in your job. You want to be comfortable with your friends. You want to be comfortable in a relationship. But sometimes you still have to step out of your comfort zone in order to elevate. And that's what I told myself I was going to do since 2020, since losing my great-grandmother. I vowed that, you know, I was going to make something of my life, and that's exactly what I did. In order to get to the top, you have to knock some people down or you have to let go of some people. It's normal. So, you know, I don't know how to tell people to let go because everybody's experience is very different. However, I just know that once you do decide to start letting go and putting your foot down on certain situations, you will see improvement in your goals and in your life.
All right. Sound like a little Nicole.
Well, everybody, grow.
Hold on,
Lee.
Hold on,
great.
Nicole.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you, boo.
What you got coming up tomorrow, Jay?
Thank you. Take us out, Unc, with our last song. Miles, as always, we thank you. We thank all of our callers. We thank all of our listeners tonight, everybody that pressed one. Keep listening. Every week, we strive to get better and better. My uncle has shows throughout, podcasts throughout the week. Please stay tuned to his storyline. No, we're not doing that. We don't have time. We're not going to do that because we don't have time. Watch out for my uncle. Watch out for my uncle's timeline. He does post all of his shows. Hello for everybody that's tuning in now. I know as we're about to close it out, I apologize that y'all just coming in late. You can rewind and watch it later. It was a great show. Take us out with our last song, Letting Go. Please, everybody, think about what we said. Let go.
We the
best. Take care, Nicole.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
I got money on my mind. Is that a crime? Yeah. Don't wanna go back to the days when I was broke.
I'm the right driver. I'm different.
Hey, Kat, got $100 for you. Think you could hit across that fairway?
Give it a go.
I got $100 billion.
We're going to get a lot of money together. But in life, you're going to be tested. And today, we're going to get tested. This 21 guy, he's a savage. And he got a lot of money. So do I. Stay ready. Be ready. But more importantly, be more ready. Let's go golfing.
Money ain't shit if I ain't with you, babe. Give it all away just to get you back. You can't put a price on what we have. They say time is money, but money can't make no time. Sometimes it's sunny, but sometimes it don't shine. And life is a bitch, but sometimes it's alright. So I'ma let go of things I can't control. Let it go. 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 Let it go.
Let it go.
Oh.
I let it go. If you say that you love me, that shit better show.
Oh, God.
Don't try to play like I'm slow, because you've been around the block, and I know this is a show. She has some seconds, I give her some more, and I'm proud of myself, because I used to be poor. Now I just hustle and grind and stack it to all of my muscles and soul.
Oh, God.
Don't play a sport, but I ball.
Come on.
Answer the phone when I call.
Come on.
I get up whenever I fall. Don't try me, it's going to end up in a brawl. Porch lights look like a frog. Cost a few hundred, that's all. Richard just sit on my wrist. I'm bit for well, I don't do shit small.
Oh, God.
Ass so fat, can't sit up. Shotty got a load in the back like a pickup. $250,000 every time I do a pickup. Fans got their arms in the air like a sticker. Money growing like it got hiccups. You know it's some dope if I whip up. Time is money, little baby, you beautiful. I ain't got no choice but to tip ya.
Say time is money, but money can't make no time. Sometimes it's sunny, but sometimes it don't shine. Life is a bitch, but sometimes it's alright.
So I'ma let go of things I can't control.
Oh my goodness.
Don't play with the money.
Good. I got you, brother. I got you.
Listen, they can listen to me.
Your family, I told you that.
Woo.
I told you, family, that. Woo. I got you. Got my back. Don't let 21 do this.
They say time is money, but money can't make no time. Sometimes it's sunny, but sometimes it don't shine. And life is a bitch, but sometimes it's alright. So I'ma let go of things I can't control. Let it go, 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 let it go,
let it go,
let it go,
let it go.
Oh.
We the best music.
Another one.